Good morning. If you've just tuned in to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 if you'd like more information about meditation classes, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So it's a new year, and the new year really brings with it sort of a hall pass to a new life. I think it's a clean slate. And for some reason, we think that we're stuck with the way life is going in our old year. And we often hear people say things like, oh, this has been such a bad year. I can't wait till this year is over. Or, God, I'm so glad 2013 is done. So in our minds, we're really creating this possibility that we get to have a new start, a new beginning. And with this renewed opportunity, we make resolutions, we start to make our lists of the things that we want to do differently this year. Well, hopefully this year, if you're tuning in, you want to learn to meditate. And what's really great about meditation is that it's sort of a renewed opportunity to have a new year with every breath, a new experience with every breath. So in meditation, we follow the breath, and we get to have the experience of something entirely new. That's part of the practice anyway. The breath is the beginning of something new by letting in a fresh breath of oxygen. You've never taken this breath before. You've never had this particular dose of oxygen. So as you breathe it in, you really are experiencing something wholly new in the moment. And the exhale is this way of letting go of what you don't need anymore. So as I've been sitting down for the last week in this new year, thinking about how I want to do things differently, how I'd like to even approach my meditation practice in a new way, I decided to go back and look at some books on my shelf on meditation and really go back to the beginning. And when I did, I found one of my favorite books, and it's called How to Meditate, A Practical Guide to Making Friends with Your Mind by Pema Chodron, who's really one of my all-time favorite teachers and writers on meditation. So I'm going to read to you a little bit from her book and then talk a little bit about some of the primary tools for starting a meditation practice. So she says in the first chapter of the book, "The mind is very wild. The human experience is full of unpredictability, paradox, joys, sorrows, successes, and failures. We can't escape any of these experiences in the vast terrain of our existence. It's a part of what makes life grand, and it's also why our minds take us on such a crazy ride. If we can train ourselves through meditation to be more open and more accepting toward the wild arc of our experience, if we can lean into the difficulties of life and the ride of our minds, we can become more settled and relaxed amid whatever life brings us. Sitting meditation opens us to each and every moment of our lives." So, how do we do that? And therein lies the rub, because when we do sit still and get quiet, our mind begins to make more and more noise, more chatter, and gets distracting, or maybe the aches and pains or tiredness of our body starts to really distract us. So it's not easy to try to get quiet. So there are three primary qualities that Pema Chodron talks about in this book. And the first one is called steadfastness. And steadfastness is such a bold word, such a strong word when we think about being steadfast to something. And the idea of it is how we can be loyal to staying with the breath. So if we use this word loyalty, how we're loyal to other people is that we stand by others when we're loyal. So if we use the idea of loyalty and steadfastness to stand by our breath, to really watch our breath, experience our breath, note our breath, with our mind, we start to disconnect from the busyness of thinking, the distractedness of the aches and pains of the body, and we really begin to settle in to the moment of breathing, the inhale of something new, and the exhale, which is this act of letting go of what we don't need anymore. So the first primary sort of rule here is steadfastness or loyalty to the moment. The second one is awareness. And awareness is kind of like a big radar screen. If you imagine yourself at the center of that radar screen and you're noticing your breath, then you'll also notice all the other little blips on that radar screen. And those blips are generally lots of random thoughts bouncing around and sensations that are going on with the body. So awareness is the second key to developing a meditation practice, and being able to refine your awareness or your radar or your ability to notice everything. And finally, the third key is courage. And this sounds like maybe meditation is something scary, or you're going to come up against something scary when you're meditating, and that isn't at all what it means. What it really means is to have the courage not to judge your experience, not to start judging your thoughts, not to start thinking, oh, I can't do this, I'm terrible at this, my mind is too busy, or, you know, things are too annoying, or it's too noisy in the room. This courage to stop yourself from judging your experience and your discomfort, and to disconnect the reactive quality that happens when you start to become uncomfortable. So it takes courage to do that, according to Pema and How to Meditate. So we have these three key elements of meditation: steadfastness, loyalty, staying, awareness, which is radar or noticing everything, and courage, which is not judging your experience or your discomfort and not reacting. So settle in, find a comfortable place to sit. Make sure your knees and your back are supported. You can either sit against something, you can be sitting in a chair. If you like to just sit on the floor, you want to have your back tall and long and straight. And take a nice deep breath in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can through the mouth. Inhale again deeply through the nose. And exhale as long and slowly as you can through the mouth again. And one more time. Inhaling deeply. Exhaling slowly. And this sends a signal to the nervous system to begin to slow down, and to bring your attention and awareness from your distractions, from the outside world, from thinking, from reacting, to the interior world of awareness and breath. If you're leaning against something, let your back be completely supported by that. Give your back to the support. Let your legs be heavy. Let your feet be grounded if they're sitting on the floor. Let your hands rest in your lap. You can place your left palm on top of your right palm, face up. Bring the awareness into the breath and notice your breathing in and out of your nose now. And the simple act of breathing, once you focus on it, might seem like there's some effort there. And just let it be, noticing the inhale and the exhale. Noticing the parts of the body that rise and fall with each breath. And as you inhale, you can say silently to yourself, inhale, like you're just marking the breath lightly with the mind. And do the same on the exhale, just touching that exhale lightly inhaling and exhaling, and labeling the breath to give the mind a task to focus on. And as you begin to settle in, you notice that the mind starts to get busy. It starts to wander off into a myriad of thoughts, future, past, fantasy. And that's just the habit of the mind. We've practiced this wandering a lot. So as we notice and catch ourselves thinking, with this radar, this heightened awareness, we gently draw the thoughts back to the breath by reminding ourselves that was just thinking. And then again, we touch lightly on the inhale with our mind's eye, label it, inhale, and exhale. And again, feel the weight of the body. Feel how you're sitting, what you're sitting on, where it touches your body. Notice the temperature of what you're sitting on. And notice the temperature of the air wherever it hits your skin. Refining your focus and awareness to the present moment allows you to start to really relax with each unfolding moment. Remembering that the inhale brings something new each time you inhale, something clean, unexperienced before. And each exhale is a letting go of something that you just don't need anymore. The body doesn't need it. And the thoughts can go with it. So by remembering to label the inhale as something new, and the exhale as letting go of something old, reminds you that there's a new year available to you every day, a clean slate with each breath. And practice is the key. Allowing yourself to do this a little bit every day, remembering the inhale, the exhale, and the immediacy of the experience of your body and how it feels right now. All the little sensations going on. And again, when the thoughts wander off, you use that radar to bring it back, that awareness, to draw it back and say to yourself, oh, there I go, just thinking again. Inhale and exhale to reconnect. And once you feel like you've settled down a little bit, you can let go of all the labeling, all the effort, and just let yourself be fully in the experience of the moment by moment unfolding of something new. And when the distractions arise again, you gently label the breaths. Check in with the body. Bring yourself back. And rest. Let go. body and let each moment unfold, each new breath remind you that there's something new every moment. Where the thoughts have taken you, where you've wandered off to, just strengthening that radar ability, that awareness to catch your thoughts as they wander. It's no big deal. Remind yourself just thinking and come back to labeling your inhale and your exhale. Freshness, the newness of each inhale as a new opportunity, and each exhale as a way to let go of what you don't need anymore, the old stuff that doesn't serve. Thank you. body's feeling. And relax, lengthening the spine, relax everything around it. Let it just hang. Bring the breath into the base of the spine. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. Making a circle on your spine. Inhaling up your back. Exhaling down your front. Really sealing in the experience of being present into your nervous system so you recognize it. So you strengthen it. And as you do so, you strengthen your ability to let life unfold with curiosity, excitement, and openness, and a willingness to let go of the past. Three more breaths, inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn at Laguna's only KX 93.5. Wishing you peace along your way.